The readings of today are very good lessons to us. St. Paul, who always, as a good father and teacher and pastor, presses and presses and presses. He's jealous of us with the jealousy of God. And that, of course, is what we are supposed to do, whether you like it or not. And the Gospel, the 10 virgins, which we almost could recite by memory, but yet we don't live it. Most of us fall in the specter of the 10 or the 5 foolish virgins who brought the lamps but forgot to bring oil because they were not prepared. And so many of us are not prepared. And of course, the wedding feast is heaven. The bridegroom is the Lamb. Now, the saint whose feast we celebrate today, who is very important in these parts, unfortunately, by a mistake, and God uses mistakes, is St. Rose of Lima. She is the first canonized saint of the New World. And her name originally was not, her baptismal name was Isabel, which of course was very popular because of Queen Isabel, who paid for the expeditions of Columbus and others and wanted the gospel to be preached. That was her main reason. Not just getting money and gold and whatever. Maybe King Ferdinand had that reason, but not she. And so she was named Isabel. But one of the neighbors, when she came to see little Isabel in her crib, noticed how beautiful her face was, and she says, "She is as beautiful as a rose." And from that moment on, everyone, including her parents, began to call her Rose. Now, her parents were of impoverished nobility. And of course, most of the people who came to the New World were impoverished nobility and others. Otherwise, why would they have left Spain? If they were happy and comfortable and wealthy in Spain, they would have not left it. They came because they ran out of money or they were like the 5 foolish virgins. And so they came to the New World seeking wealth, and there was much wealth to be had, gold and silver and other elements, emeralds and rubies. But her parents were not very good businessmen, and so they were poor and still were poor, but they had enough. In the meantime, little Rose took up and began to learn how to embroider and crochet and did magnificent work. And then, when she was a teenager and of age, she became a Third Order Dominican, a tertiary of the Dominican Order. In the meantime, the parents were seeking her to be a very good investment, which girls were, because you could make a good marriage and get a lot of money for her dowry. Well, Rose was not going to have it. She, very early on, commended her virginity to Christ. That was it. There was not going to be any man in her life. Jesus Christ was it. And so, nevertheless, she was so beautiful, everybody was after her. So, first of all, she cut off her hair, because that is a sign of tremendous shame, and that is why nuns cut their hair off before they are made nuns. They don't necessarily shave their heads, but they cut most of their hair off. There is no temptation for anybody there. And then she still was beautiful, even after she put on the wimple and the habit of the Third Order Dominicans. Her face was so beautiful that she took hot peppers and rubbed them on her face. And, of course, that hurt, and it made her face break out, and she became ugly to the sight of others, but more beautiful to the sight of God. She continued to do all kinds of things. She had many, many visions, and she received many visions of the Blessed Mother and the baby Jesus, whom the Blessed Mother put in her arms, and of other saints, especially St. Catherine of Siena, the Dominican, a Dominican tertiary also. And the Bishop of Lima, who was another of the early saints of the New World, St. Turibio de Mogrovejo, also became her friend. And the another Dominican of that era, who was a mulatto, a young man, his father was a Spaniard, His mother was a freed slave, whom we know as San Martin de Porres. He became her friends. Remember, birds of a feather always flock together. The same thing that for saints, the same thing for fiends as well. And so they had almost like a community, though they did not live together or anything of the sort, but they would come and visit and talk about the things of God. Many, many miracles occurred through the intercession of St. Rose of Lima. And when she died, not long afterwards, her cause was opened. She was only 30 years old when she died in 1617. And the Archbishop of Lima proposed her cause. She was canonized by Pope Clement X, one of the great popes of the Renaissance. So she became the first saint of the New World. Now the accident. When the Americans and Irish began to name things here, long after the life and death of Saint Rose of Lima, they already had heard of her and how wonderful she was, and they decided that they were going to name many things after Saint Rose. But they didn't realize that this particular rose was not even born yet when they were around, or when the original settlers were around. So they called Santa Rosa County and all these St. Rose things and the church in Milton, St. Rose of Lima. But the real rose that was meant by the Spaniards was St. Rose of Viterbo. But God, nevertheless, has his purpose. He makes good on our stupid mistakes. And so it still is St. Rose of Lima, even though she wasn't even born when any of that took place. So we give thanks to God for St. Rose of Lima. I will bless those who wish after Mass with the first-class relic of St. Rose of Lima that is on our altar. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue.